Prologue. Tell you what, I have a headache. I did not feel like recording, but I listened to my intro and it got me in the mood. What's up? I'm Brandon Schreckengost here with Schreck Attack. Today we are going to start our attack on EA and Madden. And it's not really going to be starting the attack, it's going to be giving the history on why we are attacking it. It's my history with Madden and football video games in general. Let's fucking go. Find me on the social medias at The Real B Schreck. That is at The Real B S C H R E C. If you can't find me on any of those social medias, I am not there. Also, Schreck Attack has an Instagram and a Facebook now. You can follow it, you can like it. And it has an email, Schreckattack, S-C-H-R-E-C, attack at gmail.com. If you want to message me personally without anybody seeing it in the comment section down below or on Facebook or on Instagram, I also accept personal messages on there. If you have a little request for a topic, I need to silence my phone. That's my bad. I'll do that after I, get through this intro. As I have mentioned, I have a headache. I worked a 17-hour shift yesterday, got off at 7 this morning, slept for maybe 5 hours. I'm on antibiotics right now because I've sounded like shit for weeks, and then I was sick for weeks, and it's just a whole mess, but we are starting to clear up. I think I still have a sick voice for this one. However, we are progressing our way through it. Hopefully next week I sound 100%. With that being said, I do believe that this week will be a 15-20-minute episode tops. So let's stop wasting time and let's get into my history with EA and Madden. So for me, my journey with Madden and football is kind of weird because a lot of people play Madden because they like football. I was a gamer in the football realm before I got into football, the sport that you watch on TV or play outside. I played a lot of Blitz League. I played a lot of NFL Street. And eventually, I worked my way into Madden. However, I did not understand, especially as a small child, how EA Sports franchise and how football teams and franchises worked the way I do now. Because now I definitely play for franchise mode. Back then, I played for the big hits and the fancy plays and just showing off, you know? Which is why Street and Blitz appealed so much more to me than Madden did. However, I went to a friend's house because back in the day there was no online. You had to go to a friend's house to play people. And they didn't have Blitz or Street, but they had Madden. And then they showed me the startup of Madden to play now. And back then there was a lot more leeway if you wanted to go offside, sit behind the quarterback before he snapped it, and just fucking sack him for fun, get the flag for whatever reason, and it was a lot more fun, a lot less strict than it is now, which I respect. As an adult now, I respect the strictness of not letting you do that, but it was real fun for whenever I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? However, being used to Blitz and Streets and things that I couldn't do on Madden, I sucked, and I got my ass kicked every time, to the point where I eventually got Madden myself, and I believe it was 01 was the first one that I personally owned. And of course, I found a team with all the good players, and I used that to practice, and it's not the way I play now, but the way I played back then was I wanted to run up the score, I wanted to, just destroy everyone, so I just picked a 99 overall team, and I fucking went with it. I just looked up who was on the cover, and it was Eddie George, who I couldn't really tell you who it is because it's before the time I watch football. And I'm not a historian of football. I know football now. I know football from the time I got into it. And I wasn't into football yet. I wasn't into football until 2006, which is why I'm a Lions fan, because they were 0-16 that year. And I always find myself rooting for the underdog. And the Lions were the underdog. I got really excited whenever I would see them play and win. And that's how I became a natural fan. I've talked about this before. So Madden kind of led my way into torturing myself of being a Lions fan. It's kind of a cool series of events that happened there. But that story has been beat. Let's skip ahead to where Madden actually started meaning something to me, and that was in Madden 06, which was not for franchise mode. It was for the superstar mode, actually. And in that superstar mode, you could rotate your parents, and one parent would be like an Olympic swimmer, and the other one would be like an ex-professional cricket player or some shit. Some shit wild that was completely randomized and made every time you played it up, booted it up, unique, because you were a different person. You could be big and strong. You could be small and fast. You could be a freak athlete at 6'7" with like 98 speed, which it was different every time, which was so fucking cool. And as a kid, I didn't have my like set height and weight in yet. So what I do now whenever I create a character is I'm 6'1", 270 pounds. I know a lot of people can't believe I'm 270 pounds, but believe me, I am. I step on the scale once a month. I'll lose it eventually, maybe. Probably not. Well, that's besides the point. I always made myself tall because I figured I'd be tall whenever I grew up, and I grew up to be kind of just above average. But, you know, it is what it is. That's not the reason I'm talking about this. I played Madden because I had a lot of fun. And I was very narcissistic back then, where I just wanted to be the best in the game, so I created myself, and I made sure I got the fucking ball. And I was a wide receiver, and I made sure you knew that when I got the fucking ball, I was the best. That's just how I operated back then. I was a cocky-ass kid. It is, like, I'm not proud of who I was, but we grew out of it. It's cool, but that's how I had fun playing the game. And there were ways that you could have fun playing the game. I went back a few years later whenever I wanted to do more team building, and I played the franchise mode, and the franchise mode was so in-depth. You had, like, you could simulate and have a lot of fun because you had different aspects. There was team chemistry and stuff. That's not in today's game, but I have to save that part for next week. It's really hard to talk about the good parts of the previous Maddens without spoiling too much of what next week is going to be. And then I kind of lost, like, in 08... I lost my fun and interest in Madden. That lasted until I was in college, particularly in 2011, whenever Madden 12 came out. I discovered Mr. Hurricane on YouTube, and he showed me sliders, and the slider set of zeroed out, which mattered in Madden 12. If you took the sliders and you just set them all to zero, the players would all play to the ratings. They don't do that now. But once again, I don't want to get into the problem with the game now. But back then, you could set the sliders to zero and the players played like the ratings, and it was fucking beautiful. I took the Lions fucking, I believe, 9 seasons deep in that game. I have not taken a Madden game 9 seasons deep since 06, and I haven't taken one 9 seasons deep since then because it's just, like, the game doesn't operate the same way it did. It's not the beautiful fucking concoction of a game it was back then. They had more features back then than they do now, which kind of sucks, because in 13 I was very excited because they were changing to a physics-based engine and they were going to have online play, and NCAA still existed then, which it's coming back, but you could like get real players from NCAA if you download the rosters and import them into your Madden game, which was just very immersive, and you just won't experience that now unless they fix that with the new NCAA game, which, who knows, maybe it'll get better, because we seem to be getting back to the point where we are getting the features that we had 10 years ago, but they're advertising them as new, which is why we are getting so fucking pissed off at EA. But that's not the point of this video. This is my history with EA. So 13 came out, and it sucked. It was a terrible game, because they started to shift their focus into Madden Ultimate Team. And I will talk about Madden Ultimate Team for like maybe 2 minutes next week, because it deserves its own little spotlight. Very small. It's the fucking Battle Royale Madden. It is the fucking Fortnite, the free-to-play bullshit that you pay to win. And that's all it deserves to have. But I'll get its issue out of the way. I will talk about what they need to do with Mutt. And it isn't getting any more attention to me because I'm getting fired up. And I don't want to get fired up because you can probably tell I'm already struggling breathing. I can't breathe through my nose. I'm clogging in and out. And I have to, like, pause every fucking 2 minutes to go spit up a loogie. And if you didn't want to know that, too bad. That's what I'm going through today. Because I want to bring you content. I'm having fun myself, but the more the weeks go on, the more people will reach out and interact with me. And it's not like I'm getting huge numbers or anything, but people reach out and they talk to me, and it's fun. It makes this fun and worth doing. So just, it doesn't matter what I'm going through today, but I'm doing it for you, the listener, and I appreciate you all. How, let's get back on track, though. So 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, all sucked. I don't need to go into details with those. And then Madden 20, they found a beautiful little way to make the game kind of fun again. And it doesn't have the best features, it doesn't have the best scouting, it doesn't have the best whatever, but they fixed the gameplay to where the ratings mattered again. And guess what? In 21, 22, 23, and 24, it feels like the ratings don't matter again. I have to tinker with sliders so much, but that's such like a pain in the ass to try to explain to a casual Madden fan that it's not really worth diving into. This is the best year for gameplay yet on gameplay matters, but it's not what it was in Madden 20. In Madden 20, your players played like your players should. In Madden 12, your players played like your players should. In Madden 06, your players played like your players should. And sure, they had hot weeks and bad weeks, but like now there's weeks where like my quarterback will, who is a pocket quarterback and should be okay in the pocket, just sells everything. The last game I played, I was 4-for-15 at one point, and this was like a week ago. I haven't wanted to play Madden in a week because my pocket passer against a bad defensive line had all day in the pocket and just out of reach everyone. Not by a lot, but out of reach. 4-for-15 at one point. That makes you not want to play. Whenever you're not doing anything wrong, but the game decides that you have to lose, and that's the problem with Madden now. That occasionally it just decides, yeah, dude, you're fucking losing today for no reason. You're up against a bad team, and I decided that you can't hit a pass in good conditions, perfect conditions. You just can't do it. And I mean, it would be okay if my quarterback was dog shit, but my quarterback is not dog shit. Does he have growing to do? Yeah, absolutely. He's still very young. But to have, like, if you make the NFL and you have a clean pocket and you can't hit a fucking drag route, it's just like, EA, I can see that you decided I lost. And that's one of the many problems with EA today that you did not have back in the day. Whenever I lost in Madden 12, I knew why I lost. Because the opponent had a strong defensive end that was getting through to my quarterback. Because they were double teaming Megatron, who was on my team because he existed back then and didn't retire early. They were able to expose my weak linebackers with a good tight end or something. Like, you could tell back then. Now it's just, yeah, I felt like the game did not want me to win. And that sucks. Because EA could have such a good game. They're making me want to try out Axis Football, which looks so bare minimum. But, like, I looked into it today and the franchise looks kind of good. But the gameplay looks kind of not good. And there is a game, speaking of Axis Football, that I want to talk about that shows that EA has the capability of making a really good fucking football game, but they just choose not to every fucking year. NFL Head Coach 09. If you have the opportunity to get a PS3 and play NFL Head Coach 09, if you are into team building, if you are into coaching a team, you don't play that game. You coach. But the depth of that game, you have... the ratings, Matt, all right, there's so much. I will get into that next week because NFL 09 is going to be like the main thing I push to say what I want in a football game today for EA, because it had details. Like, the ratings were the ratings, but your teams had strengths and weaknesses. You had to come up with a game plan. The game plan fucking mattered. Your team had to learn the playbooks. If they didn't know the playbooks, there were chances of your team running the wrong route or like just running the wrong play or fucking up in some random way. And your offensive and defensive coordinators got upset about it, but like it was understandable because your team should know, and their mental capacity. Some players learned better than others. because each player had strengths and weaknesses. There were random things. Like, I had a player hit his head off a roof once because he was too tall going down the stairs. He got a concussion, missed a game. Like, there were random events like that that would happen that would trigger realism. It was just a realistic game. And that's all I want in my football game. I want realism. I want the immersion. It had compensation picks. They don't have that now. You can go back to football 10 to 15 years ago. I'd say that was like the peak of fucking football games 10 to 15 years ago, because they had features. The games were immersive. They were realistic. They fucking knew what they were doing. And now it's a fucking arcade that they like to try to say is sim, but they're really just advertising it for the fucking kids. And they have rules where the kids don't even get to play it the way they want to. You know what? I'm done. That's my history. That's where I'm at right now. Is I enjoy playing it, but it's not a game. If I didn't get it for half off, I would have waited for the holiday season to get the on sale version of Madden this year or last year, which is this year's title. But this year, I'm waiting till the holiday version because they haven't shown me that they are capable of making a good fucking game that is worth the full $60, which it's now like $70 to $80, I think. I don't know. EA used to be okay, but you know what happened? They got the exclusive rights to the NFL, and competition left. And now competition's coming back because 2K is making arcade games. They're losing the exclusive rights to the NFL. Now other companies could make fucking sim games. There's going to be competition. You have Axis Football coming out. 2K might come out of the woodworks. There's some random wildcard game. EA is not the only game anymore for football. And I think they're realizing that. And I think that's why the games are getting good-ish again. I don't want to say good, but they're stepping in the right direction. And I think that's why. We'll see. Next week, I'm going to attack. That's the plan. Next week, I'm going to attack. And I'm going to say what they need in the game, what they are missing from the game, and I think it's going to be an episode that everyone who has followed my journey along on the Twitter X against EA is going to enjoy. And anybody who is just wants a good football game, I think you'll enjoy it too. I know this is all stuff that you could go on YouTube and like find somebody to talk about wishlist and stuff, but I don't think you're going to find it in a way that I'm going to lay it out, where this is the issue, this is what they need to do, and like this is what they should do, plus like a wish list, and just from like the customer perspective, because I think a lot of people try to take it from the developer perspective, which I'm not going to try to do. That's too much effort. I mean, is this something that they will take 5 years to do? I'll be realistic. I understand they have to put out a game every year, although it should be bi-yearly at this point. Like, they need to learn their fucking lesson and just go bi-yearly. But yeah, we'll get through it. We'll get through it. I think it's going to be fun. I'm going to have a good time doing it. Hopefully I don't sound like this. I do want to say one thing. Now, I was on Overrated 2 weeks ago, so I'm basically a movie expert now. The Golden Globes happened, and I watched Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse like 5 times since it released. And ask anybody what it means if I watch a movie more than one time. It means it's a good fucking movie. And it did not win the best animation of the year, which is fucking bullshit. Fucking bullshit. I'm leaving it at that. So if you enjoyed this, please rate the video. Please follow me on wherever you get your podcast listening platforms. Please like Shrek Attack on Facebook. Follow it on Instagram. If you want to follow my personal accounts, that's at TheRealBShrek. And if you look that up and you don't see it, I'm not on that platform yet. Rate the podcast. And if you have a friend that you think would enjoy the podcast, please share it with them. But most importantly, thank you for listening, and hit the fucking music.
Yeah.